Good morning. You're listening to KCAW Raven Radio in Sitka, Alaska. This is the morning interview, and I have Gershon Cohen on the line. He's calling in to talk about the Chilkat Challenge Triathlon, which he's organizing. Gershon, are you there?
Hi, I am. Thanks for having me. Good morning.
Well, thanks for being with us this morning. Could you just tell us, what is the Chilkat Challenge Triathlon, and when is it, and where is it?
Well, the race is going to be in Haines. It's on July 15th. There's a July 14th pre-race meeting. And are you hearing me okay? I'm getting a lot of feedback.
I'm hearing you. I'm getting a little bit of feedback, but I think I've got that adjusted now. Sorry about that.
Okay. Yeah, the race is going to start at Mosquito Lake, which is about 30 miles north of town. And it will go across the lake, through the slough, into the Chilkat River. It'll be about an 8-mile paddle, and then about a 20-mile bike ride down to town, almost to town. And then folks will get off their bikes and run to Letnikoff Cove, about 6 miles south of town. So it'll be along the Chilkat River the whole way. The race, again, is going to be on the 15th of July. There is a mandatory pre-race meeting on the 14th because we just want to talk to people about gear and about the course and take people out to see the course. You know, we are going to be on the river, and the river changes all the time, and we're going to have, you know, a lot of safety people around on the river in case there's any issues, but it would be good for people to come and be oriented, you know, to what it's like to be on the Chilkat River in a kayak or a canoe.
And what are some of the things that participants are going to be seeing as they're running and paddling this triathlon?
Well, it's certainly, I don't think anyone would argue it's one of the most beautiful places in Alaska. It's, you know, going across the lake and into the river, and you're going through the Bald Eagle Preserve. So I think there's no question that you'll be paddling past a lot of eagles. Of course, everybody sees eagles in the southeast, but we are having people sign up from around the country, which is really exciting. And a lot of the reasons I think they're coming is to see the wildlife. You might easily see some moose and some brown bears along the way. It wouldn't be unusual at all along the Chilkat River. But, you know, basically the river cuts through this valley with snow-capped mountains year-round, and just a gorgeous place to be. And so it's a great place to have a race. You know, the reason that we're doing it is because we're really just trying to celebrate the river and the fact that this community, both, you know, the recent community of Haines, which is, you know, approximately 100 years old, and the village of Klukwan, which racers will go past in their boats, which is one of the longest continuously inhabited places in North America, more than 1,000 years. The reason that everyone is here is because of the river. If it wasn't for the river and the fish that are produced in the river and then the wildlife that feeds on the fish, et cetera, we wouldn't have, you know, there would be no communities here because the river provides us with our jobs and our food, our culture, recreation. It's really, you know, the core of this, the cultural core of the community. And I think it's important to raise awareness about that so that people realize how special of a place this is and how special the river is to it.
And are there any particular challenges to either organizing a triathlon or being in a triathlon that's held in Southeast Alaska?
Well, of course, probably the first one that everybody would realize is the weather. We don't know what it's going to be doing on July 15th. It could be 75 degrees and sunny, or it could be 54 degrees and raining. You never know. I mean, the weather here in Haines is usually pretty good at that time of year, and we're hoping for a nice day. But people should be prepared for the fact that the weather is out of our control. And that the river does change. You know, the river is fed by rainfall, and it's fed by melt from the glaciers higher up in the valley and the snowfall melt. And that changes the river all the time. I mean, you know, if you talk to the guides who guided river trips on the river, they literally inspect that river every day before they take clients out, because every day the channels are a little different. water level is different, the speed is different, and so, you know, people are going to have to be aware of these things, and they're going to have to be competent. I mean, you don't have to be professionals, but they do have to be competent in a kayak or canoe. The bike ride itself, of course, can be pretty straightforward. It's, you know, 20 or so miles down the highway, beautiful ride. And then the run will be, you know, what is that, about a third of a marathon, I guess, roughly, to come down to Letnikoff Cove. At the end of the race, we're going to have a party at Letnikoff Cove at the big pavilion. We're going to have music and food and probably some beer. And we'll have an award ceremony there. And we've got prizes for people, both cash and gear prizes. Lots of sponsors here locally, as well as REI and Patagonia and Clip Bar. And, you know, so we're getting some big national sponsors as well. And we're hoping that this is something that we could do every year.
And why is this important to you as an individual? What does this triathlon, organizing it and being a part of it, mean to you?
Well, I've been living here a long time now, and I've been fishing out of this river since I got here about 34 years ago, seeing my family out of the river, and it's just, you know, as I said, you know, we just really don't spend enough time realizing how special places like this are and how important something like this river and the river being healthy are to the local community. And so it was just, you know, it was a way to combine the work that I do, which I'm the director of Alaska Clean Water Advocacy, which is a nonprofit organization that works to protect waters all over Alaska. But it was a way to combine, I guess you could say, combine my work with something that I feel very deeply about, and, you know, that's important to my local community. So, you know, people are always saying, well, why aren't you for things? You know, why don't you create things? You know, don't always be against this or against that. And I think they're right. I think that it's important for us to be positive and proactive about things. And so this is a way to bring people to town for a great reason. The folks will be coming in from all over, and they're going to be eating in restaurants and shopping in stores. And so it's a good economic driver for the town. And Haines has a number of events. We've just had the Beer Fest a weekend ago, which, you know, over 2,000 people came to. And, of course, we have the Southeast State Fair. We have the bike race coming down from Haines Junction to Haines every year, which is coming up in about 3 weeks. And, you know, so folks love to come to Haines for events. And we just thought, well, let's create another event, another good reason for folks to come to Haines and have a good time.
And what advice would you give to participants in this triathlon or people who are coming to Haines for the first time?
Well, bring layers, bring some waterproof, make sure you have good waterproof clothing. And, you know, as I say, be competent in all aspects of this, because the weather is going to be variable and the conditions can be variable. And so, you know, we've allowed 14-year-olds and up to join. Originally, we were thinking it was going to be only for adults. There are some very, very competent younger folks that also enter races and compete in things. And so with a waiver from parents, we are allowing slightly younger folks to be in the race as well. But people just should be prepared for possibly changing conditions. And therefore, they need to dress appropriately and have good, solid gear. And we will be checking everybody's gear again the day before the race. It's a mandatory pre-race meeting on the 14th. And folks can go online and see more information about that and about the whole race at ChilkatChallengeTriathlon.com. And at that meeting, we'll be making sure everybody's got a workable craft, as well as a good life jacket, and, you know, making sure that they've all got the equipment they need to do this safely and have a good time.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling in. We've been speaking with Gershon Cohen. He is organizing the Chilkat Challenge Triathlon, an 8-mile paddle, 20-mile bike ride, and 8-mile run along the Chilkat River, and that's Saturday, July 15th. Thank you so much for talking to us, Gershon.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks.